When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. We've been so lucky to have him here multiple times. Now we have him here as TNA Digital Media Champion. I actually witnessed this in person, saw it all unfold in Newport, Kentucky, just outside of Cincinnati. AJ Francis, how you feeling, man?
I feel good, man. And anybody who thinks you can't keep a secret, they're a liar. You know what I'm saying? You were there in the flesh, brother. You kept it a secret. You kept it under wraps. You could have just spilled the beans, you know. You could have posted all your pictures and videos, and you didn't, you know. Kudos to you.
I kept the gallery off of Fightful Select until the tapings ended. I wanted to make sure that people got as surprised as possible. I try not to post too many spoilers like that. I prefer to talk about people making money, which you're well acquainted with.
Absolutely.
I want to talk a lot about how this all happened and how you're feeling now, because I mean, listen, you have went back at a lot of haters online, and now you're doing everything that you said that you would do outside the auspices of WWE. How does it feel for you to for this to happen? Is it a sense of validation, or are you like, no, I still got more to prove?
I definitely still got more to prove, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. It's, you know, being able to be the flag bearer for a brand as big as TNA, to win a title on their 20th anniversary show of Impact, like, that says a lot. To be put in that position because of, you know, what I've already done, you know, in a very short time in TNA feels great. You got to think about it. Since I joined TNA in January, and since then on TNA, I've been able to show you Bun B, DJ Who Kid, Shawnee Styles, Alix, I'm Tyrone, Blockboy JB, Sean Merriman, BDE. Like, that, I bring the people out. I bring the people that want to have a moment in wrestling into wrestling. I like being that bridge between pop culture and wrestling, because I was known before I ever took my first bump, right? And there's a lot of people like that, like Logan Paul. You know, Logan Paul's an incredible wrestler. He puts on some really great matches. But when he first started, people gave him shit because he didn't come up through the indies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get shit even though I did come up through the indies for a year. So it's like, I wonder why, but that's a whole different discussion for a whole nother time. You know, it's just, I'm just very grateful for the people at TNA to be able to give me this opportunity to show what I can do. And I feel like I've earned it, and I still got more to do.
And not only that, we've seen you pop up many other places, but yeah. It was reported that you signed with TNA through the end of the year. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's evident that the relationship is going really well, that you both were willing to make that commitment.
Absolutely. I love TNA, man. TNA has been nothing but good to me, man. They give me opportunities. They give me the mic. They let me show who I really am. They let me show what I'm capable of. They put me in good positions and they listen to my ideas. I have a lot of really good ideas. I know you saw all the streamers streaming the 20th anniversary show, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I put that whole thing together. Like me and Santi.
Our friend Wheezy. That we Weezy. Took a picture with recently.
Weezy was part of it. I put that whole thing together with Santi, got in contact with Ariel, making sure that all the P's and Q's were covered, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we did everything we were supposed to do, and it brought a great, big, new audience to TNA, to be able to see TNA for the first time, being able to see Jordynne Grace in the flesh, other than when she's on NXT, being able to see, unfortunately, Joe Hendry, being able to see all these other acts that are incredible in TNA, from Moose in the System, and the list goes on and on. Get to see familiar faces they already know, like Ash by Elegance and Mustafa Ali, and you know what I'm saying? Like, these things are very important to me to be able to bring crossover audience. I understand the impact that the internet can play. That's why I'm the digital media champion.
You mentioned BDE, Brandon, wonderful guy. He had that very moment
great guy.
With you. Great guy. And honestly, all his friends, that whole team, great
Dallas. Shout out Vibe guys.
Yeah, they're wonderful dudes. But you had a little moment with him during the match before you won the title. How does something like that like get pitched, brought up, executed, or do do it?
I've been trying to film content. Me and Brandon have been trying to film content together for like almost a year now. And just schedules didn't work. You know, he lives in Dayton, which is not the most accessible city if you don't live in Ohio. And like, so the dates and times were just not matching. And then we had the show in Newport, Kentucky, which is an hour and a half from where he lives, basically. And I was like, hit him up. I was like, yo, are you free on these days? He's like, yeah. I was like, yo, I'd love for you and your guys to come out to the TNA tapings and I'll find something for us to do. At the time, I had no idea I was going to be in a digital media title match, right? I had no idea what it was. But once I found out I was in a digital media title match and then I found out I was winning, I was like, oh, I got to involve Brandon in this for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a mutual respect. And then, you know, we planned it out. The next day I went to his house and filmed content with him. You know what I'm saying? In his ring, which he has this chokeslam video that he posted that has like 500,000 views. It's just literally us playing rock, paper, scissors and me giving him a chokeslam. So it's like, you know, it's like crazy how like everything came together the way that it did, because I reach out to Brandon way before I know I'm doing the digital media thing, right? Before I know that I'm going to be the champion, before any of that. And he decides to come, and then I come up with the idea to involve the streamers in it, but I don't tell any of them that Brandon's going to be there because I know they all love Brandon, right?
Yeah.
Like, so then when they're watching the show and they see him, they all pop. Like, they pop just as big as when I won the title, like, if not bigger when they saw BD. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was a really cool moment to be able to put together.
You've had some great ideas. You've also had some really terrible ones, like dragging me to a Super Bowl party at like
3 in the morning. Hey, you had the time of your life, man.
It was a very good time. It was, the food was great. It was a good time.
The ambiance, baby.
I got about an hour and a half of sleep that night. But we also rode a roller coaster. I believe you had to check and make sure that you could ride it because you're too tall, though.
So it's not just tall. I'm big, man. I'm both of those things. You never know with those kind of rides, brother. I can't ride all the rides. You know what I'm saying? They tell you to grow up and be tall. They don't tell you to go too tall. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough sometimes.
I will say that trip did change my mind on Las Vegas, because after being in Dallas, Los Angeles, places, Chicago for big wrestling events, the way that I say is Las Vegas is 15 minutes from everything. Like you're not going to be gone too long, but if it's LA and somebody says, come to my thing, well, an hour later, maybe you'll be there, you know,
maybe an hour. That's the thing, is Vegas is the perfect place for WrestleMania. That's why I'm glad they did it. Cause real like tourist areas, areas that people actually go, you got the Strip and you're like just off the strip, and then you got Fremont Street, and like,
yeah,
that's all you need, brother, for WrestleMania. You get some wild characters in those two areas, and you're good to go. Like, in other areas, I don't know, not quite sure. Like, I've done the, obviously, I did the WrestleMania in LA, and everything was forever apart. I've done the WrestleMania in New York, everything's forever apart. The best WrestleMania location, in my opinion, is New Orleans. I wish they could do it every year, you know what I'm saying? But Vegas is a very close second.
Yeah, and I mean, now we're at the point where TNA goes there regularly.
Yeah, AEW, I love it.
WWE, like, everybody's going there regularly. And TNA just announced, well, they had previously announced Chicago, Philly, Montreal, Tampa, and then they got Louisville and Cleveland as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, you're practically just staying in the Kentucky, Ohio area.
Hey, man, you got to you're
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good luck, man. I need you to come to all these shows, man. You got to be in Kentucky and Louisville.
Well, Louisville's on my birthday. Do you think Gail Kim's going to throw me a party?
I will pitch the idea. She's the nicest lady ever. You know,
that'll be the,
so she,
that'll
she
be the
in
last
fact,
idea you pitch in TNA.
She might, in fact, throw you the birthday party. I can see that. Or we could do a bit where I come out with a birthday cake and shove it in your face.
That sounds horrible.
Although that probably wouldn't work because I'm a heel and people would shove it. Me shoving a cake in your face would get a huge pop.
It would. So you've been working with Rich Swann, who we hadn't really seen do a lot of heel stuff in the past, like here and there maybe. And he's doing great as well. And he's a guy who, much like yourself, had global television exposure before TNA. How has that been working with him?
I love Rich, man. This right here is because of Rich. Rich stood on the table for me and was like, yo, we need to do this. Rich, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rich is the person that did that. Rich didn't have to do that. Rich recognizes, he says, man, I'm an incredible wrestler. He said, but you're bringing all these people in. You're bringing these eyes in. He was like, I'm so happy that I get to do this stuff with you as a heel. And he's so good at it. Like, I never saw Rich as a heel. I don't think he ever was a heel before he joined the first class, right? But like, and I was, you know, they were like, all right, you and Rich are going to work together. And I was like, I mean, he's going to get booed because he's standing next to me, but like,
sure.
I didn't know what he's able to do as a heel. And he's so good. And not just like in character, but like working. Like every match he had, he works the eyeball. Nobody's working eyeballs in 2024. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. He's working the eyeball. You know what I'm saying? So what a crazy man. But he's so good at what he does. And I appreciate him so much, and I'm so thankful. First class has been such a blast, and it's just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We got so much more that we're going to do with first class, so I'm very excited to see where it goes in the future.
You mentioned him earlier, Joe Hendry.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in him yet?
I would never believe in Joe Hendry, okay?
Why is that?
Never. Because me not believing in Joe Hendry is why everyone else does.
Are you saying you made him famous?
I'm not saying I made him famous, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that tell me that they found out Joe Hendry, who he was, when he did the Cheesy Champion video, or when he did the Banned from Diving video, or when he did the rock concert in the middle of the ring. Those are the three biggest things that introduced majority of the audience to Joe Hendry. So if there's one common link in all three of those things, I mean, he did the videos before me. He did them with Drew McIntyre and LA Knight and Matt Cardona. He did the videos before me. He had the same intro song before me. It just, it's very suspicious timing. It's very suspicious timing. It's like, it's almost like if you talk shit about me, people listen. It's almost like any chance that you get to run dirt on my name, people love that. You want to know why? Because I'm the best heel in the business. And I stand on that. And also, on top of that, Joe Hendry himself will tell you he owes me some cigars. So, hey, man, it's you know, it's a two-man dance. We both helped each other in our feud together. But let's be for real, okay? All right, all right. Joe Hendry is a household name in right now, okay? That is very new. That's a very new thing that's happened in his life. Very new. Somewhere around January to June. So let's just be real.
So one of the things I love about your offense, you do the knee in the corner, then you do like the flop and land on your feet. I love that. That's like, because so
the
many
funny
people.
Thing, the funny thing about that is like people assume that I've been doing that move for years, but people just associate it with
it is
the
associated
fucking
with it.
Yeah. It is. People associated with that, but I've been doing that for since 2019. First time I did it was actually an accident. I was in a match and I hit the running knee because I was trying to steal the running knee from Tommaso Ciampa. This effect. And and I did it and I got too much momentum and I flipped over and I landed on my feet and the crowd was like, whoa. And I was like, I played it off like I did it on purpose. And I, in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm keeping that.
It's a good move. Drew McIntyre told me that he developed the claymore because he slipped when he was kicking somebody in the head. Like that's how some of those happen. Are there any other happy accidents that you remember, like maybe in your wrestling career where maybe something went a little wrong and you're like, that worked out?
Yeah. You know, when one of the first things is like when we were doing Hit Row and we were doing the bit where we would call everything corny. So, like, the first time we did it, we were in Iowa, I think, or Indiana, somewhere with, or Nebraska, maybe? I can't remember. But somewhere where there's a lot of corn. And I came up with the idea because we were driving through the state, and it was just corn everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we came out with the idea. We were like, I forget where we were, but we was like, that's why, because I'll just say it's Indiana. I was like, that's why, because Indiana's corny, right? And they booed, obviously. And then during the match, they started chanting corny. We've never done this on TV.
Nice.
We've never showed this before. This was just a one-off thing. But they were chanting it. And we were, as they're chanting it, we all look around at each other like, we're going to add this to the arsenal for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's funny because like a lot of things happen like that. Like Booker T was talking about that when I hosted his Q&A at River City WrestleCon this weekend. And he was talking about like all the things that like happened when he didn't expect it to. Like the first time he did a spin-a-rooney, he just did it. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't like, he wasn't like, I'm going to plan this out. It was just, he did it and everybody loved it so much. And then Jericho named it the spin-a-rooney and he was like, all right. Then he just kept doing it over and over and over. And now if you talk about Booker T, like, the first thing most people talk about is him doing a spin-a-rooney. Like, and it's so funny. Like, that happens in wrestling all the time. It was cool. This past weekend, I got to host Q&As with him, Trish Stratus, and Lita, and the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
The mark in me was going crazy. It was cool.
As we wrap up, who would you like to face within TNA? Who do you want to see challenge for your TNA Digital Media Championship?
Within TNA, I mean, there's a lot of options. I've never lost a singles match to Joe Hendry because I'm way better than him. So I would, you know, he's the longest reigning digital media champion of all time. So it would be really cool to beat his ass again and, you know, establish myself as the greatest digital media champion of all time. You know, There's legends in TNA that I've never worked with that I would love to work with, like a PCO. We're going to Montreal anyway, you know, that'll be great. And we could have Rhino, Tommy Dreamer, Frankie Kazarian, EY. You know, there's a bunch of guys that would be really cool. And then there's new guys that I haven't had singles matches with, like Ace Austin and Chris Bay. And, you know, we could go title for title with Mustafa Ali. Winner gets to be president. It's a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could do a whole thing there. It'd be great.
AJ Francis, I want to thank you so much for giving me the time. New TNA Digital Media Champion. I was so happy to see that in person. Make sure you guys check him out. He's always doing great things, always doing positive things for all kinds of people that need it as well. So AJ Francis, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
And I want to thank you, because I couldn't have did this without your constant support.
Oh my God.
You know, Sean, you have, in a world of people that shit on me for no reason, you have always been someone that has my back, and I appreciate you, brother.
Well, as somebody that everybody in the world loves, I will just take that and say thank you for the praise. until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.